That's a creation from Janelle Iachino, who also is, by the way. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Well, come on now. The bug lady's got a side hustle. And what is that? What was I listening to?
So I love experimenting with different textural sounds, and and so I've been a musician my whole life. I'm classically trained in flute, but
really,
but I like to record nature sounds and distort them and produce funky post-apocalyptic sounding stuff. So
awesome! Wow, funky post. Post-apocalyptic stuff. We're gonna have to make that a whole new genre.
I was gonna say I don't fit into any other. Right. It's so hard to describe it. It's an experience.
It's okay. I mean, there were quite a few selections there on SoundCloud. I didn't get that far into it because I had stuff to do to get ready for the show. But it was very, very interesting, especially when you think Well, you wouldn't associate it with somebody who calls themselves the bug lady. But, it almost sounded like to me when I heard it, first of all, those bug zappers?
Oh, yes, the hum of the electricity.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
You know what, though? I've also recorded cicadas singing and a bunch of nature sounds. So, it's not too far from what you thought it was.
So are all those available on that SoundCloud, or where do I go to get more?
Yeah, but you can type in my full name and anywhere you listen to music. I'm on Spotify and Pandora and Apple Music and all that. Yeah.
Well, then how did you get into the bug business?
I was one of those strange kids in school. I actually, so I used to have a pet tarantula. It was a gift from a friend. And my mom wouldn't let me keep it in the house. And so I kept it in my school locker. And I feel like that's kind of the turning point for me. Like, I embraced being the bug girl. But I've officially worked for Rose now for 20 years. I had my anniversary in April.
Oh, congratulations.
And, thank you. And it's been a persona that I've just embraced so that I can, basically educate the public first and foremost on insect biology, but also, make sure that girls know that if they're into things that are not normally girly, it's totally okay. So I'm always doing STEM projects and programs in schools and with Girl Scouts and summer camps. It's awesome. Yeah.
So Chicago's once again, according to Orkin, the most bed bug infested city in the United States, and it's happening for 5 years in a row. First of all, can you tell me what exactly is a bed bug?
Yes, it's a parasitic insect. So that means that it relies on humans and, warm-blooded creatures. It could be your dog or your cat, too. Mm-hmm. But they rely on us to feed and survive and breed. So it's kind of, it's horrible and embarrassing that we're at the top of the chart for this, because it's bad enough with a rattiest city, right? But let's add this to it. But in all reality, it makes sense why we're seeing this surge again. I mean, Chicago is such a tourist hub. It is peak vacation season, peak travel season. Kids just got out of school. Everyone's taking vacations, right? Whether it's jumping on a plane to visit relatives or going to a beach somewhere or whatever it might be. There are people moving around, and that's why we're seeing the surge.
So I'm still confused. It's not like they're flying around and you can see them, are they?
No. But they don't fly. I like to compare these to a land mosquito.
Gotcha. And
mosquitoes rely on our blood, too. But these do not fly. They crawl. And they can be pretty darn fast, too. But these things, they're hitchhikers. They're the hitchhikers of the insect world. They will latch onto things like your zippers on your suitcase or, the seams of your pants or your shoes. They will hitch a ride to their next blood meal. And what's creepy about them is that they will go months without a feeding and still survive.
Really?
When they're when they're not feeding, they're hiding and breeding.
When Much they're not
like
feeding,
when we talk about rats.
When they're not feeding, they're hiding and breeding. Very nice.
Yes,
I like that. I mean,
well,
I don't like them.
To remember?
Yes, it is. I mean, I don't like them hiding, and I don't like them breeding. But you know, if you're going to have to say it, you might as well say it that way.
Well, and the thing is, like this kind of insect, it's like emotional warfare. It's attacking you in what you feel should be your safest time of the day. You're sleeping.
Right.
You're not
right.
aware of what's going on. And these things will detect your heat signature, kind of like the Predator movies, if you remember those.
Sure. Absolutely.
They'll detect your heat signature. They will trace where their next meal is based on your CO2 emissions.
What?
Again, much like mosquitoes.
Amazing.
Yes. So if you're an open mouth snorer at night, you might be attracting more to your side of the bed than your spouse might be. But, you know, with these things too, once you get them, it's not like you can just go buy something and then it's gone. You know, you can't just treat it yourself. This is something that requires trained eyes. And oftentimes, unfortunately, we find that by the time someone calls us, they've already gone through all these things that they've read on the internet, and it's made it worse. But I wanted to talk about something else that's causing these to spread so rampantly in Chicago.
Hold on to that thought, and we'll I want to hear it when we come back on 720 WGN. Yes, from the collected works of Janelle Iacino. Now that's pretty cool. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Some are kind of spacey.
Totally. Yeah. Wow. That was a delightful thing to run into. You know, when they told me that you, classically trained musician, the flute, and I get into these things and I'm like, oh my God, what is that? You know, do you remember what that?
The deep dive.
Yeah, the deep dive. Do you remember what that? You said, is that something you recorded in nature and then distorted, or do you remember?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Kind of like some, I spend a lot of time in the Northwoods of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I like to record loons, which sound kind of creepy, but also the water rippling. And like, I put it through a machine and it just like makes the strangest textures, which is super cool.
Oh, well, let's get back. Hey, I love it. But we need to get back to, of course, the bed bug situation.
Yes.
We're number one again. There's something that you wanted to say, so please do.
Yeah, so aside from, travel, you know, that's why we're seeing the surge. I have been seeing all too often people who happen to come across stuff that are in alleys that people might be putting near the dumpster for pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, this looks like it could be good in my home. And they'll like take it home. And that's another way that you're getting bed bugs is if you don't inspect these things that you throw in the trunk on your way home from work, you know, you see in the side of the road.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot
of
people are having garage sales. Like,
yes.
You know, you can find some good stuff, but make sure that you're not inviting unwanted guests. And, you know, we've got experts waiting to identify your bugs, people. If you have any suspicion whatsoever, just text us a picture of what you're seeing. We'll be able to identify it for you, give you some peace of mind. But on our website, we've also got a lot of great tips on how you can be proactive about avoiding it. Because it doesn't matter if you're staying in a 4-star hotel, a 2-star hotel, it does not matter. These things, they're there, and they don't spread diseases like mosquitoes, which is one plus, I guess. But like I said, it's the psychological stuff that it plays on you, because it's going to make you paranoid when you try to go to sleep that something's biting you, you know?
Well, what action can be taken that, okay, say you go into a hotel, right? You mentioned hotels. It doesn't matter if it's a 4-star or 2-star, you say. Can we assume whenever we go into a hotel room that bed bugs are already there for us?
Well, I would definitely do your research. Read those reviews. Yeah. They're on the internet for a reason. And people are going to complain if they see stuff. They're going to put it out to the world. So do your research. Read those reviews. Check to see if there's been any recent flare-ups or anything like that. But there's a whole protocol when you check into not just a hotel, but an Airbnb.
Sure.
Or any kind of apartment rental. Vrbo is another one.
Right.
You leave your luggage either in the car or at the front door of your hotel or whatever it is, on tile if you can, and go through the whole room and do an inspection. Get that flashlight open on your phone. Look behind the bed frame. Look in the side drawer tables. These things, even though they're called bed bugs, they'll typically be like hiding in upholstered furniture. They like the seams of things. So like I usually tear off the whole corner of the bed on each corner, and I'm pulling the seams apart on the mattress, going around the whole ribbon to make sure that there's no signs of fecal deposits. You'll see the actual insects. They're like the size of an apple seed.
My gosh.
And if they've been feeding, they'll be like a dark red brown color because they're filled with blood. But it's disgusting. but some of the babies are translucent, and so those are a little harder to see, but it is possible to see them. If you know what you're looking for, you will see them. So brush up, educate yourself on what you're looking for. A lot of people have never even seen them. I mean, bless their hearts. That's great for them. But just be aware and be careful where you're putting your stuff. You know, when you get into an Uber or a Lyft, maybe don't put your purse on the floor of the car. Keep it in your lap. Same thing if you're riding CTA or in any kind of public space, a bus or anything like that, be very careful where you're putting your stuff down.
There is a request for this question that is now going to be asked. So go ahead. I heard.
Is that my cue?
That's your cue, Steve. Yeah.
Hey, Janelle, it's Steve in the newsroom. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm great. How are you?
Happy 4th. I do have a question. Yes. I brought this up to John about an hour ago on the air. I don't know if I can follow bed bugs, but I want to talk about yellow jackets and wasps and dryer sheets. Apparently, postmen and postwomen around the country, particularly with the temperatures rising across the country, are going into mailboxes to deliver the mail, and they're getting stung by yellow jackets, wasps, etc., and they are finding that if they put scented dryer sheets in mailboxes, it kills them off or chases them away. What do you think?
You know, I think that there might be some truth in that only because it might disrupt their pheromone signals. The way that these wasps work is they're very social insects, and they communicate by leaving these scent trails, just like ants do. And when you disrupt that communication system, they can't tell the others, hey, it's a party in here. Let's make a nest. So I feel like they're...
I was thinking it would make them more irate.
Well, I think it just confuses them. So that might be true as well. What I would personally recommend is that these service people wear gloves for protection, because that's ultimately going to be the best way to ensure that your hand is not getting stung.
Well, apparently they're getting stung in the face, too.
Oh, no.
Because they look in the mailbox, you know, to see what's in there, and boom.
USPS is going to have to invest in some bee bales for the staff.
I think they got a budget problem. I don't see that happening.
I think you might be right about that.
Thanks,
Wait a minute. We need more money for wasps. Sorry. Janelle, how do people get a hold of you about bed bugs or any other particular thing that they have? What's the website? All of that.
We have a chat bot on our website too, so that's where they can send us pictures. But you can call 1-800-GOT-PESTS, and you can also visit rosepestcontrol.com. Free identification, free quotes. And it is peak stinging insect season, so cover your drinks. When you're out partying this weekend, cover your beer cans and cover your sodas, because those wasps are going to be in full force. Make sure you're keeping your garbage cans covered at your party outside. That will definitely keep those at bay.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Janelle. I really appreciate it. Hope to talk
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for having me.
And keep pumping the music. That's all I can say. There you go.
Sounds great.
All right. Janelle Iacino.
I love her. She's great.
Yeah, a very interesting person,
yes.
I might add.